from Sweden's friends. This year should be a special schus. Ravi Mari Nimi Morasi Sheyichyu Linish Masmaris Esther Ras Rib Shmuel Leschus Refuas Svi Ben Yitol Moshe Ben Malka Leili Nishmas Rib David Ben Harav David Ben Shmuel Leschus Riosif Tzvi Ben Marasen Miriam Leschus Davar Avram Ben Marasen Miriam. And we are going to be learning Amir Tishem about Inyane Shkalim as we get close to Parsha Shkalim. Haba Aleinu Ba'al Kol Yisrael Letova. And this Torah is based on the teachings of the great Gaon, Harav Simcha Elberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the editor of the Parades Torah Journal, and the very Choshev Marbitz Torah in Borough Park. And Harav Elberg was never Zoche to children, so I see it as a special schus to learn his Torah, to keep his memory alive. Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel says, B'chamisha sabra hayu yoshvim b'medina, v'esrim v'chamisha hayu yoshvim b'mikdash, mishi yoshvu b'mikdash, hischilu l'mashkein. On the 15th of Adar, the people, the Chalfanim, the money changers, would sit and change money. In Medina, in other words, in Yerushalayim, to help those who want to get a Machtzis HaShekel. And the Rambam says they wouldn't demand, they would just be Tovea Benachas, pleasantly. And then on the 25th, Yashvu Bamikdash. Mishi Yashvu Bamikdash, once they sat in the Mikdash, Hischilu Lemashkein, and they started to forcibly take the Shkalim. In the Tosefta, it says, Perek Aleph, Aleph, Mishi Yashvu Bamoked Bamikdash, Hischilu Lemashkein, Mamashkein Ashiklem, Kdeshu Karbonos Sibur Kravim Ayam. So they would be Mamashkein. They would take from those who didn't give. Why would they do that? So the Karban Eidah says, what's Mimashkin and Motzin Ha'avot Mi Beso? If somebody didn't give the shekel, Machtis a shekel, so they would take something from his house as a security. And why would they do so, says the Tosefta? Kadeshu Karbanos Sibor Kraven Mayhem, in order that the Karbanos Sibor should be sacrificed from them. Mashallah Echad Shaosala Maka Baragl by Rofi Kopso Machatech Bibservich Vilra Poso. A mashal to a person who had a wound on his foot, and the doctor ties him up and cuts in his flesh in order to heal him. Kachar Makarish Brachso to Hashem said, Mishkinu as Yisrael al Shiklehem, Bimimashke and the Jewish people for their Shkalim. Kadeshi Yu Karbanos Hatzibor Kravimahim, in order that Karbanos Hatzibor should be sacrificed for them. Mipneshia Karbanos Sibor Miratsinu Mechaprim Ben Yisrael Avim Shvashamayim, because the Karbanos Sibor appease and atone between God and the Jewish people, their Father in heaven and the Jews. So why why would they be so strict about the Machtzis HaShekel? Teretz is, they're so strict about the Machtzis HaShekel because it's Mechaper. And since we need the Koach HaKapara, there's no playing around over here. You really need to make sure that everybody fulfills their civic duty and gives their Machtzis HaShekel. So we have responsibility for the Tzibur. So writes the Rambam in the first parak in Halacha Tes. Baruch Hashem, I'm Zoche at home. I don't have all the Frankel Rambams, but I have on Shkalim, and those Frankel Rambams are Oise Gevenlich. Wow. Amazing. The Rambam writes in the first parak On the 1st of Adar, the announcement would go out that everybody should start giving their shkalim, their machtzis ha-shekel, their half-shekel, etc. Ani medalek tzat, ve'esim v'chamiv, v'chamish ve'esim v'yashim midosh likvos. The 25th they'd collect it, u'mikan ve'elach, kofen es mishalo nasan achite. Until then afterwards, they would force, compel, somebody doesn't want to give, v'chamishalo yitein m'mashkin imosel. Anybody doesn't want to give, we take a mashkom from him. V'lokhim avoto, and we take a security. Baal karcho, against his will. V'afilu ksuso, and even his frak. Even his important rabbinic garb. Az meforash hadin, shememashkinim al hashkalim. Wow, so we have this din. The yom mashkin, that you take mashkonos, in order to ensure that everybody gives their shekel. And in the Tosefta it says the reason is in order that the Karbanos Tzibor should be Karev, and the Karbanos Tzibor are Mechaprim. There are those who ask that if the whole reason is that we're Mashkein is in order that people should bring, because the shkalim are mechaper, because the karbonos sibor, karbonos sibor bought with the kesef hashkalim are mechaper, like the Yerushalmi says, so that would fakir, that'd be a reason not to be memashkein, because on a carbon that's mechaper, we're not mimashkin, we don't take a mashkin, we don't take a security from somebody who is obligated to bring the carbon. Where do I know that from? This law wouldn't make it up. But I know that from the Mishnah in Arachin on page 21. Chai vei chatamas v'ashamos ein mimashkin emosam. Chai vei olos v'shlamim mimashkin emosam. Those who are obligated to bring a chatos and an asham, those karbanos, then you don't take a mashkon from them. Those who are obligated to bring olos and shlamim, you do take a mashkon from them. And why aren't you taking mashkonos from those who are obligated to bring chatos vashamos? Umadua ein mashkinim. Why don't you take a mashkon from those who are obligated to bring chatos and hashamos? And the answer is, kevan de lekapara asu, lo mashu lehu. Since they come as a kapara, lo mashu lehu, they're not going to wait with it. And therefore you don't have to worry about it, because they're cool. They know it's going to come as a kapara, and they're not going to wait around. There's no chash. So you don't have to worry about it. So you see that those who are obligated, you don't have to worry about it, because they're going to take care of it themselves, because they want the kapara. Dafka, because it's a kapara, we don't have to be mamashkin, because we know that they're going to take care of it. Vayem b'Rambam, b'Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, b'Perek Yedalet, Halacha Yitzayin, aval chayavei chataot v'hashamot, ein mamashkinim oto, ho'il me'ukvei kapara, ein choshishim lahem, shema yifshu'u v'yishu korbanotehem. So these chayavei chatos and hashamos, you don't take a mashkon, since they're ma'ukav, they're being held back from their kapara, there's no chash that they're going to be negligent and they're going to withhold their karbanos, they're going to wait with their karbanos, but rather Am Yisrael Kadoshim, we assume that they're going to bring it as soon as possible. Afizeh, that the whole chiyuv of Havaz Shekel is in order to bring karbanos tzibor shechapru v'yiratzu, that the whole vort of the machtzis ha-shekel is to bring a kapara for Klal Yisrael, so we don't have to worry. We know people are going to bring it. So these should be like the Chayvei Chatos and Hashemus. It's like Chayvei Chatos and Hashemus. We're not Choshesh. So too, Machzis HaShekel, we shouldn't be Choshesh. Even though here is a kapara for the tzibur, there is a kapara for the yachid. Many people, unfortunately, are concerned with their own kapara, but they're less focused on the community. So maybe for the community, they need more of a push. On Kopanim, there are those who ask this kashin. It's even more shver if we say that just giving the shkalim, there's a kapara. In other words, there's definitely a kapara when we bring the karbanos tzibur. But what about the etzem nesinas hashkalim? It's even more shver if the very giving of the shkalim has a koch kapara. Because in the pasuk it says, Lase says, Trumas Hashem, Lechaper al nafshel seichem, to give the truma of Hashem to atone for your souls. And as pashut, this means to be mechaper on your souls, that from the shkalim that you buy, they're going to bring karbanos tzibur, and that's going to be a kapara. As so writes the Ramban. But there's no kapara necessarily in the etzem nesinas hashkalim. However, Rabbi Migdolei Achronim explain that the nesinas hashekel be'atzma mechaperes. Shemilvad shekarbanas sibor niknim midmei trumas halishka v'acharbanas mechaperim. Besides the karbanas aspect, there's a kapara in nesinas hashekel. The Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Shkalim and Halacha Aleph, writes mitzvah esem and atara liten kol ish mi Yisrael machtzis hashekel b'chol shana b'shana, etc. Ve'eino nosno po'amim rabos hayom ma'at olamachar ma'at ela nosno kula b'vas b'pam achas. So the Rambam writes that everyone has a mitzvah to give the machtzis hashekel every year. You don't give it many times. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day, a nickel a day, till you get to the half. No, rather you give it all in one shot. Chora, why not give it little by little? So the Rogatchev writes in Uchos Shkalim that the Sinas HaShekel has a kapara, and we paskin ain kapara lechatzam. There's such things as a half a kapara, like we see in Bava Kama 110, that Gezel Hager Sheikh Ziru lechatzam lo yatsa. Mishum de Ashim Kai Rachmanav Achzerasu Kapara Vein Kapara Lachatzam Rez Machzir Gezel Ager. So this is called an Asham, and returning this Gezel is a Kapara, and there's no Kapara for Chatzain. There is no Kapara for a half. So here also, the reason it says that one may not, the Rambam writes, that one may not give it little by little is because it's kapara, and in kapara lachatzayim. Just like we find by Gezel Ager, that when the ger dies, like it says in the Mishnah in Bava Kama on page 110a, that you pay the keren chomesh to the kohanim. And if he was nishba that shelo gazlo, then he also has to bring an asham. Akopanim, there, you see, there's no kapara lechatzayim. So to here, there's no kapara. There, just like by gezel ager, there shechzir lechatzayim lo yatzis. So to here, there's no kapara lechatzayim. So you see that in the etzem nesinas hashkalim, the very giving of the shkalim, the Rogatchev understands based on the Rambam that there is a kapara here. So we get to our kasha now. If we say that the banesina there's a koch kapara, so why mashkim al shkalim? People know they're going to get kapara, so they're not going to wait with it, just like we find bechatos and hashamos. But lechor we can ask that we find that sometimes even medavar sheyesh bo kapara, nevertheless memashkinim, because we see in erech and daf chaf aleph. So we are memashkin and olos and shlamim. Olos are mechaper and mitzvah say, and nevertheless it says memashkinim. So why don't we say there's a koch kapara, and therefore it's not necessary to be mamashkin. So Rashi in Erchin writes the reason that b'chai be'olam mamashkinim, even though it has kapara, afogav de'olam mechaper se'ese hov alav choyvu hu lo'y choshuv lo kapara v'asu lisho sokoch mamashkinim. So since an ol, even though an ol is mechaper, and I say, nevertheless, since it's not an obligation, it's not considered a kapara for by people, and they're going to come to be mashe, and therefore you're mamashkin. So therefore, you can't compare it to a shekel, because a shekel is an obligation, but carbon ola is not an obligation. So therefore, there's a shashiwi. The person's going to wait, but for wait to bring it. Machtas a shekel is an obligation, like the Rambam says. And therefore, there's no chshash mashilu. So kim tzedek the kasha. So the question comes back. So then, why mamashkin am ala shkalim? It's not necessary. People are going to. It's an obligation, and it brings kapara. So just like we find by. Chatels v'ashamos, that we don't have to be mamashkin. Here also we shouldn't have to, we shouldn't take a security, we shouldn't compel, because we know people are going to do it eventually, because it brings kapar. So Rav Elbrick says the following chiluk, that by nesinas ha-shekel we say mamashkinim, and by chiyuv v'chatels v'ashamos we hold ein mamashkin. It's a big chiluk in the chiyuv, between the chiyuv shkalim and the din of havos chatels v'ashamos. In ksubistav kuf ches, it says tarmin ala avod, somebody who lost his shekel, the trum accounts for him also v'ala gavui, and what was not yet collected, ala asid likvos. What does asid likvos, Rashi says? Even if it wasn't collected afterwards, so the he still has a chelek in the tshuva of the karbanos. He just lacks his mitzvah of giving his machtzis hashekel. Tosis there argues with Rashi, and they hold that your tarim ala asid likvos is only if nigve lebasof. It's only if it was eventually collected ala gavui. It didn't yet get here. It was collected, but it didn't yet get here. That's ala gavui. V'ala asid ligvos, and it's going to be collected. So Rashi holds asid, even if it wasn't collected afterwards, it's still cool. The person still is a chelik in the karbanos. Tosis says no, only if before it was collected afterwards. So we see there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. If somebody doesn't give his shekel eventually, if he has a chelik in the truma, Rashi holds even if someone's not shokel, he has a chelik but truma salishka, and memeli is a chelik b'chol karbanos tzivur. And the sefer onig yomtif, and Or Chaim in Siman Tes, he brings a raya for Shitas Rashi, that even somebody who doesn't bring the machtes hashekel, the chelik and karbonos tzibor, from the fact that it says in Maseches Zvachim and Avdalid that there's no such thing as shinui bailim by karbonos tzibor, because everybody is the bailim on karbonos tzibor. So according to Tosis, ma pitom that everybody is the bailim on karbonos tzibor. You can have shinui bailim when you do it not for the Bailim, right? According to the Gemara, there's no Shinu Bailim, because everybody's the Bailim. So whoever you change it for, whoever you do it for, he's the Bailim. But according to Tosis, there is Shinu Bailim. If somebody brings the carbon, for somebody who's not giving the Machtzis HaShekel, doesn't plan to give the Machtzis HaShekel, so that would be Shinu Bailim by a carbon Sibur. So you see from Rashi, no? You see from the Gemara, like Rashi, that the carbon Sibur, Taka belongs to everybody, and therefore there's no such thing as Shinu Bailim by a carbon Sibur. The Nodaim Divrei Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bakanta Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simintes, in the name of the Bissamim Rosh, that women are putter from Musaf because they don't give shekel and they don't have a chelik in the karbonos tzibur, and therefore they're putter from Musaf. Even if we say that Musaf is rachamim, not like Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. And and if Musaf is rachamim, then they shouldn't be pater mitam mitzaseishes man grama. Nevertheless, they're pater from musaf because nashim don't give a shekel and they have no chelek in the karbanos tzibur. And in the Sefer Amudei Or and Simit Zayin, he asks on Rabbi Kivager from a number of places that it's mashim that women have a chelek in karbanos tzibur and they're miskabros b'karban sefer afagav she'enan shoklos kama kohanim she'enam shoklim v'afilu hachi. Nevertheless, the kohanim are miskaper, so to women are miskaper, even though they don't have a, they don't give the machtzis hashekel. And the reason the kohanim are miskaper is like we see in Yuma 51:8, kohanim miskaper parashel Aaron, shum deshani beigaz de rachmana, the Aaron afkere the beigaz of the Aaron, the afkere rachmana gabeyach v'kohanim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was mafkir the power of Aaron to all the Kohanim, so too, by women, we could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkir, the Karbanos, for Kol Yisrael, including the women, even though women don't give the Machatzah Shel for Karbanos Tzibur. So you see, that even though women don't get the Machatzah Shekel, they still have a Chelek in Karbanos Tzibur. You see from Rashi, that even people who aren't going to give in the future, the Machatzah Shekel, still, they have a Chelek in the Karbanos Tzibur. So Mitzvah Rashi is that even though it's someone doesn't give a shekel, he is a chelek. B'chol korbanos tzibur, b'chein muchach mikama mekoymes b'shas, like the Onig Yontif proves, the Amudei Or proves, and not like Rabbi Kiveg or Lufizeh, muvan heitei b'achiluk shebein mechayvei chadot v'ashemot u'bein mechayvei netinat ha-shekel. We understand very well the difference between those who are mechayiv chatos and ashamos, and those who are mischayiv in Mesinas Hashekel. Is a huge nafkamina that those who are chayiv in the chatos v'shamos ain't mamashkinim, because they have to bring a chatos or an asham for their kapara, so they're not going to be makiv their kapara, because without them bringing their chatos and asham, they're not going to get a kapara. Gornish is gehelfen, so they need to bring their kapara, so you don't have to be mamashkin because they're going to bring it. But machzis Hashekel, no, everybody's miskaper. If everybody's miskaper, then he's not going to worry about it. He's going to say, you know what? I can get it without paying. And like some people, you know, you go to shul, you can get a seat, you can pay for a seat at the beginning of the year, or you can daven in the shul without paying for a seat. So people say to themselves, some, why do I have to pay for the seat if I cannot pay for the seat? I get a seat in shul anyway. All right, it doesn't have my name on it. Seder, for the $500, I'm mochel on a little sticker with my name on it. So that's what this guy can say also. He can say, I'm having a chelik in Karbanos Tzibur anyway. So therefore, he's not going to give his machatzis ha-shekel. Memela, we have to compel, we have to be mashgein for the machatzis ha-shekel. Now, Medivrei Rashi b'ksubis, we can prove that he holds there's no kapara be'etzim shurmas ha-shekel. Just a mitzvah to give it, because Rashi says if you don't give it, he was machaser a mitzvah. He doesn't write your machaser kapara, unless you say that hainu ach, that since he's machaser a mitzvah, he's also machaper the kapara of giving the shekel. And it's important to note in closing that if you hold there's a kapara in the etzim, the sinas machtes ha-shekel, then a person might not bring his, maybe we shouldn't have to be mamashgen because the person will give his machtes ha-shekel to give get the etzim a kapara. So you have to assume that this person doesn't know the rugged shaver. Who holds there's a kapara in the etzim the sina, and he is going to be samech on the fact that that the carbon is mechaper from even without giving, and memela memashkinim al hashkalim. Okay, so obviously there's a lot more to talk about. So as we get closer to Parashas Shkalim, it's so incredibly geschmack to learn about these inyanim. And davar b'itoy matoiv. And we should be zocha mirtz Hashem l'Yeshua's gedolos v'le geula shleima. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.